This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us, and we're going to do a two-hour special on something that we really haven't discussed in depth, and that is efficiency. Now, one of the things that we're going to do, starting like right now, is we're going to raise the bar. And what I mean by that is there's so many broadcasts that just scratch the surface, as our engineer Blake would say. Just scratch the surface on topics. Just get your appetite whetted. Well, I think, and I've been agonizing over this for days, and I've talked to some of our instructors off the air about this, that I want to raise the bar. Now, typically, if you lower the bar, you can have a greater audience. Well, I'm not interested in that. What I'm really interested in is teaching the best class that we, as instructors, can teach. I'm going to start today. We're going to raise the bar. So we're going to be talking about some things that you might have heard about, but we're going to talk a lot more in depth. For example, we're going to get inside an engine, inside an automobile engine. And we're going to do our best job to explain over the air some of the details about increasing the efficiency of your internal combustion engine. And some of it is theory, and some of it is practice. And we have a brand new instructor with us. His name is Charles, and he's in Ohio. And Charles is a motorhead, a gearhead, if you will. And so am I. And both of us are extremely interested in efficiency. And we both like going to the racetrack. I'm not talking about horses. I'm talking about going to the track, sitting behind the wheel, and racing. And I've done that. And Charles can let you know about his experience. And I was thinking about bringing out one of my old antique cars, putting it on a trailer, and taking it to Ohio and racing it. Literally. In an antique class. Well, why antique? Well, that's what I have. Okay, so I'm certainly not going to buy a race car, you know, that's modern if I have an old antique race car that I used to have from the 1970s. Now, my race car was very inexpensive. It was $1,500. 1500. With $75 tax. So total price out the door, $1,575. And that was enough to get me started in learning about thermodynamics. So we're going to teach you about how to get more miles per gallon. And some of the ways that we're going to teach you, you're going to find unbelievable. Very simple. Beyond simple. But we're going to tell you why. And we're going to tell you how. Charles in Ohio, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. And I just want to say I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about some of this information. I really believe it's important that people should know it.
I totally agree. So, Charles, let's start out with this. And I mentioned this to our engineer just as we were connecting a couple of minutes before the broadcast, literally. And we're talking about increasing miles per gallon. And I've always been interested in that. And I've always been interested at, you know, when I was 10 years old, I was working on internal combustion engines. I'm talking about lawnmower engines, small garden tractor engines. And I built my first go-kart out of an old lawnmower engine and a piece of 6-foot-long shelving, 12 inches wide. I made a seat. I made a handbrake. I built an axle and drilled it. And, you know, it was certainly DIY, do-it-yourself. And it looked every bit of homemade, but it worked. And that got me started in learning about engines and mechanics and traction and friction and drag and efficiency. And so I experimented with intake systems, meaning the intake of the engine, the exhaust systems, the compression, cleaning the valves, shaping the ports, you know, those kinds of things to improve volumetric efficiency. And when I was talking with Blake this morning, just before the broadcast started, we were talking about, you know, like the simplest thing a person can do to improve the miles per gallon of his vehicle or her vehicle is increase the tire pressure. Simple as that. So, you know, if you look at the door, your manufacturer, like it's a Ford or Chevy or Chrysler, whatever it is, will say, here's how many pounds per square inch you inflate the front tires to and the rear. And it's always, in my experience, been lower than the maximum amount of pressure that the tire can handle. So what I found is, if I was pushing a hand truck, you know, one of those wheeled hand trucks that you move heavy things from one place to another, I learned very early on that if the tires were pneumatic and you inflated them to a higher pressure, they were easier to push than if they were almost flat. I mean, it was really simple. So if you look at it that way, you know that that if you increase the tire pressure on your automobile or light truck, you'll get slightly more miles per gallon because it's easier for the engine to push that vehicle with tires that are rounder, if you will, and deflect less and have less internal friction. Would you agree with that, Charles?
Exactly. That's roll resistance, and that was one of the innovations in the early 70s, the radial tire was decreasing the roll resistance, you're exactly right. The pneumatic tires, low tire pressure is drag, and that's one thing they tell us on the news every time gas prices go up is check your tire pressure and get a tune-up.
I was one of the first guys on the racetrack to use radial tires. And back in 1970, radial tires designed by and manufactured by Michelin came on the scene. And people didn't know what the heck they were. I mean, they couldn't figure it out. The salespeople couldn't describe them. It was an unknown. And Sears had a tire that was made by Michelin that was one of the first radials to hit the market. And that's what I put on the back of my AMX. That was an American Motors sports car, two-door sports car. And that's what I raced with. And I was probably one of the very first guys on the track to use radial tires on the drag strip back in the 1970s. And it gave me an advantage. And it was, you know, it wasn't like I was breaking the rules. I just was doing a little more research than the other guys. And it worked. And so my elapsed time, and we're going to be talking about this kind of thing because this is one of the ways that we measured horsepower and one of the ways we measured efficiency. Without having a dynamometer, we would see how fast our car would go down the track. And the faster we go, seemed like the more horsepower we were making, the more efficient our engines were. Would you agree with that, Charles?
Absolutely. And that was some of the early work from the Chrysler Corporation. They went through and they've, even at the time, early 60s or even before that era, they made up a lot of small equations you can use to relate top mile per hour in like the quarter mile. Right now, eighth mile is really big, but back then they made up a formula so you could calculate horsepower from your miles per hour. Mm-hmm. And basically the higher for mid-range torque comes into play and other factors, but just to kind of get an idea of engine flywheel horsepower, you can calculate. There are simple calculations you can use.
You know, it's interesting, class. I was talking to Charles off air, and I believe it was yesterday, and we were talking about my AMX, and he estimated within like 1 or 2% how fast I got my AMX down the track in a quarter mile. I was kind of impressed. I was very impressed. I've never met Charles. He's never seen my car. But based on a little bit of discussion we had, he knew how fast my car went down the track. He knew the elapsed time within a couple percent, and he knew the miles per hour within a couple percent. That was extraordinary. Charles, how did you do that?
Hey, well, really, it's a little bit of smoke and mirrors. Between AMX, all of the smaller performance cars of the era, there are great similarities in what the performance they were actually capable of. You gave me your modifications, and I knew it had a stock intake, and it kind of sets limits on what you could do. But anyway, between AMX and a Mustang in that era and a Camaro, generally they'd like to make us think somebody's performance was vastly greater, but they were pretty much in all within the shooting distance of each other.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to say about performance too, you got to keep in mind when we're looking at this, there is efficiency in automobiles, automobile engine and internal combustion. There's efficiency. It takes a divergence at a point. It goes together, mileage and performance to a certain degree, and then you start specializing, and a lot of the things you'll do for mileage won't apply to making horsepower directly. But generally, we'll try and keep it straight so you understand which we're talking about.
Okay, so Charles, if the typical student in our class who drives a vehicle wanted to improve, and I'm going to use the word his rather than his or hers, okay? But why? Because that's the way I was taught. If you don't know if it's male or female, you just use the male. I mean, that's the way I was taught. And so I'm going to do it that way. So, class, I apologize, but that's the way I was trained, and I'm not trying to slight any females, but we're just going to use the word his, okay, if we don't know. When we come back, Charles, would you give us some information as to how we can improve our miles per gallon very simply? And, class, we're going to be doing this for 2 hours. We're going to start out with the simple things, and we're going to get deeper and deeper and deeper as we build on our knowledge base right here on USA for Paris. Special broadcast, efficiency.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all, but a 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, this is a real treat for me. And I enjoy talking about engines and motors and performance. And I'm really glad Charles was with us. This is Charles' first broadcast as an instructor, and I'm really delighted to welcome Charles from Ohio as an instructor.
And Charles, I'm very happy to be here.
Let's talk about efficiency, and let's talk about improving miles per gallon. So if someone says, you know what, I think I can get more miles per gallon, I'd like to pursue that. What are some of the steps that a person could do himself to do that?
Well, there are several things. First, we'll get the normal stuff out the way. They tell you on the 11 o'clock news every time the price of gas goes up. Check your tire pressure, get a tune-up, and make sure those air filters and fuel filters are clean. And, like you say, but beyond that, it depends slightly on, and it, there will always be more details, but it depends on if you currently have a fuel-injected vehicle, which is what's dominating the roads right now, or if you have an older vehicle with a carburetor on it. You are limited with fuel injection. And just to make a point that brings us to something where step to the side a little bit, I think more of late model fuel-injected electronic control vehicles as a vehicle that you have a key to it, and the government or others have keys to it also. They have access to these vehicles to their electronic anti-theft systems and computers. But there are things you can do even to a fuel-injected vehicle. You can do basically everything you can do to a common vehicle, but it's just a little more difficult. If you want to lean your air-fuel mixture, which is a step or two down the road, with a fuel-injected vehicle, one of the ways you do that is by reprogramming the computer, and very few people have access to that. And I think there's been a court case that you may be familiar with a lot more than I am. I didn't have time to research it. I really wanted to look it up. General Motors and, I believe, International Harvester have gone to court to prove that that's their software in that computer. It's not yours.
It's not just them, Charles. It's John Deere. John Deere will probably prosecute you for attempting to modify the tractor that you bought, the software that operates the tractor. Yeah, it's kind of like Bill Gates claiming that Windows, that's not yours. You just have an agreement to use it. It's not yours. Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly right. See, to me anymore, that looks like what I tend to call the American way. Everything, when I was growing up, what we could do, we could buy a house, buy a car, and we could get a VCR and could record what we wanted. Now, you lease your house, you lease your car, and you lease your programming on your DVD player from your cable provider. And they can, I guess I've heard, which I haven't experienced myself, they can come on and erase stuff off of there if they want to.
Well, you know, I don't have that kind of service because I'm allergic. And this gets back into efficiency, believe it or not. I'm allergic to leasing things. And it all started back in around the same time when I was about 10 years old. We had a wall phone. It was a red, we had some red checkerboard, actually it was nice. It doesn't sound nice, but it was in our kitchen when I was growing up. And we had a red phone to match. And we had to pay extra for the red phone from Bell Telephone Company because it wasn't a black phone, it was a red phone. So if you wanted a green phone or another color besides black, you had to pay a little bit extra. And you rented it for $1.17 a month forever. And I thought, this is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Because in less than a year, if you bought your own phone, you could have it pay for itself by buying your own phone. So that's what we did. I bought my folks a Panasonic phone, and we hung it on the wall, and we stopped that rental or leasing of the phone. So that's when, you know, there's economic efficiencies, and there's mechanical efficiencies, and there's thermodynamic efficiencies. And we come back, we're going to talk more about what you can do, because it involves spark plugs, it involves air filters, and there's some choices that you can make that are wrong, and there are choices you can make that are right, and we're going to tell you what they are. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump imposing 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese exports, saying the trade imbalance between the U.S. and China has been going on for far too long.
I mean, they got away with it for 25 years. I'm not just blaming Obama. I'm blaming many presidents and leaders.
The Chinese foreign ministry saying today if the U.S. does impose tariffs, China will respond immediately in kind. The president
Biden also commenting on the Justice Department's Inspector General's report on the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe, which was highly critical of then-FBI Director James Comey.
What he did was criminal. What he did was a terrible thing to the people. What he did was so bad in terms of our Constitution.
While that report was highly critical of Comey, it ultimately found he hadn't acted with political bias. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
About getting more miles per gallon from your vehicle, we're talking about improving the efficiency. And later we're going to get involved in the 100 mile per gallon carburetor. So there's an air fuel ratio that is ideal for your engine. But it may not be what your engine is configured as right now. And I experiment a lot with that back in the 1970s. And I would be able to figure out whether I was on the right track or not by how well my car performed at the racetrack. Charles, would you like to talk a little bit about air fuel ratio, what it is, what is considered to be optimal or ideal, and which way we need to go in order to improve our miles per gallon?
Yeah. They give us a range of air fuel ratios, and they do give standards for different gases. So, but generally for gasoline, which we're talking about, they'll tell you probably 13.5 or 14:1 is the optimal air fuel ratio. And when they say that, they're speaking in round general terms, because the internal combustion engine in your automobile is so dynamic, it ranges from a 600 RPM idle up to a high performance, maybe 5,000 or even some cars 7,000 and beyond RPM, which at each point in that climbing RPM, the air-fuel ratio will vary according to the demand you're putting on the engine and the conditions. The air constantly changes the amount of humidity. And that's one thing, like I was talking about earlier, if you have a fuel-injected vehicle, changing the air-fuel ratio is a lot more difficult. You can do that on a lot of vehicles. They have a pressure regulator on the fuel injector rail, and some of the vehicles are equipped with an adjustable pressure regulator where you can increase the pressure, and that will richen your vehicle's air fuel mixture. But you have a computer in it that's very sophisticated, and it has a learning cycle, and it will make a decision for you that, oops, you're too rich now, we're going to cut you back overall. So in the days of carburation, it was a lot simpler. And when you did vary the air-fuel ratio, it was either done with by rejetting the carburetor, which they have small orifices in them, or some carburation systems use metering rods. The Hollies and Autolite carburetors and used just the jets and in general, and the Carter and Rochesters would use metering rods. So those would each, and see, the big advantage of the metering rods are really they're a nice system for air fuel and carburation. If you, this would be for old folks, I guess, but they let you control the low speed and the high speed demand and change the ratios separately, which you don't have that. You can't. It's a more difficult to tailor the fuel curve on a Autolite or Holley carburetor, which are both do have their adjustments, and it can be managed on them also.
And I believe that's how we met. You heard me talking about how I changed the fuel that could, or the amount of fuel that could go through the metering rod system on my Carter AFB carburetor on my AMX, because I wanted more miles per gallon. And I wanted to change that ratio. At the time, we were running at about 14.1 parts of air to one part of gasoline. So it was a 14.7:1 ratio. And I wanted to get it closer to 14.7:1, meaning more air, about 5% more air. And I was able to do that because there's a rod that's a stepped diameter rod. It gets progressively larger and larger and larger as you go toward one end of the rod, and smaller and smaller and smaller as you get to the other end of the rod. And that goes through an orifice, and the size of the rod, the space that the rod occupies within the orifice, allows more or less fuel to go into the engine for combustion. So at a wide open throttle condition, when you want to accelerate hard, as in on the air, racetrack, you want more fuel. But too much fuel, the engine won't do very well. Not enough fuel, you won't get the performance you need. But then for driving around town, you really don't want a high-performance engine, you know, go stoplight to stoplight, you know, driving through town, because you're looking at 7 miles to the gallon, you know, with the kind of engine we're talking about. So I was able to get maybe 14, 15, 16, 17 miles per gallon by modifying the many things. And one of the things that I modified was the fuel-air ratio. And I believe I got it to around, and I can't prove this, but I'm estimating at about 14.7:1, which I believe is pretty darn close to ideal for economy. Would you say that in a typical engine, not with a 100-mile-per-gallon carburetor engine, but for riding around town or on the highway?
Yeah, I'd agree that. But keep in mind that even when you adjust for 14-to-1, that's only showing probably at idle unless you have a meter where you can drive with it, and you'll get the idea. You'll see how much it changes constantly. The thing is, carbureted vehicles, when you start on a cold morning, you're getting a 5-to-1 ratio when that choke closes, and it slowly opens up. It changes back to, like you're saying, closer to that 14-to-1.
Mm-hmm. And in class, I was on the road a few days ago out towards Springfield, Missouri, and I was heading, let's say, east, and the other guy was heading west, and there was this black cloud of smoke. And you've all seen this. And this guy was driving a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel, and he was a young guy. And he was determined to burn as much fuel as he could, as quickly as he could, and leave as much unburned fuel in the air all around the rear of this truck as he could. Clouds of black smoke came out. Now, that is too much fuel. Too much fuel. And that black soot is unburned fuel. Okay? That is the opposite of efficiency in terms of... Now, he's making more horsepower because he's using more fuel. More torque, but he's polluting more and he's less efficient in terms of getting from point A to point B. And what we're talking about is using less fuel in this class. Less fuel. So, Charles, there's a simple thing that people can do, and they can change their air cleaner. Would you describe for us what happens? You have a normal paper, most of us have paper air filters in our vehicles. And can you explain what happens to that air filter over time and why it's important to have a good flowing, clean air filter in terms of miles per gallon?
Sure. Exactly. The paper element you have gets fouled and it fills up the voids in it that filter out the material. You capture it, the road dust, anything off the road, the air pollution. And by restricting the air, like you say, it richens the mixture in your car. You're choking it, and it will ultimately lead to a higher fuel use through a richened ratio.
Okay, so here's how you can look at a paper air filter. Many cars used to have what was called an oil bath air filter, and it was like a screen inside a canister, and there was an oil bath at the bottom, and you'd never replace the air filter. It would last the life of the vehicle. Well, the auto manufacturers figured out that they could sell you another part every 10,000 miles by replacing that really ingenious, highly efficient oil bath air cleaner with a paper one. The American way. Buy new stuff and throw it away and build up that mountain in the landfill. What happens with a paper air filter, which almost all of your vehicles have, think of it like a screen, like a window screen. And if you got this window screen going down the road and you hit these bugs, it plugs up the openings in the screen. Pretty much, you know, after a while, pretty much that screen gets plugged up. The more it gets plugged up, the less air can flow through the screen. The less air, as Charles said, flowing through that filter or that screen increases the fuel consumption. So you need to change the air filter. Now, one thing you can do, Charles, you want to talk about using a vacuum cleaner and cleaning the air filter or using a compressor? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. You can take your air filter and you can blow compressed air through it in the opposite direction of airflow, and you can get loose a lot of that stuff. And you might want to keep in mind it can work with most filters, but they make the elements specifically that are made to be reusable, some of them. And you probably have better luck with one of those. But, using a vacuum cleaner or compressed air to try and dislodge some of the road grime and whatnot and bugs is a very good strategy.
So we do this all the time. Whenever we service one of our vehicles, we open it up, we look at the air filter, whenever we service someone else's, we look at it and we say, is this usable? Hold it up to the light outside and can we look through it? That's just a quick test. It's not the best test, but we can tell whether it's pretty much plugged up or not. Then we blow compressed air with our 60-gallon compressor from maybe 3 or 4 inches away, and we blow it in the opposite direction that the air would normally travel through the normal use of that air filter. So we dislodge the small dirt. Now, you want to wear a respirator or a mask, you know, a dust mask when you do this, because you don't want to breathe this dust. Now, that's one thing you can do. Another thing you can do, is use a vacuum cleaner. So you'd put the vacuum cleaner on the outside of the air filter and pull the dust out of those little openings. Think of it like that screen. And that will improve your mileage. It really will. So think about that. And we've got a call, Ted in Washington. Ted, welcome. You're on with Charles.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen. Vincent, Charles, thank you for taking my call. Morning.
Sure.
I'll wait until after the break.
Okay. Do you want to tell us what you're going to talk about? And you can whet the class's appetite?
Certainly. There is a strategy that can be done to the throttle body to increase velocity right behind the throttle body plate.
All right, we'll talk about that. Ted's with us in Washington. Charles is with us in Ohio. I'm Vincent in Missouri.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joined us from Washington State, and let's talk about a throttle body. Now, class, that's a butterfly valve that is between located between the air filter and the intake manifold. It regulates how much air can go into the engine based on how you operate the, we'll call it, accelerator pedal. Ted, please continue.
Thank you, Vincent. So I'm going to try my very best not to say the brand or the copyrighted name, unless you allow me. But it's basically a
Go ahead.
Okay. It's all over YouTube. It's been around for quite a while. Lots of testimonials. I haven't tried it yet. I do want to experiment. It is called the Gadgets Man Groove. It's basically a quarter of an inch or so trough. It's a crescent moon trough. It doesn't completely go around the entire internal diameter of the throttle body. It just goes on the lower portion where the throttle body plate opens up towards the air cleaner, not towards the inside of the engine, the butterfly valve. And it's just maybe a 16th of an inch behind the plate. And the claims are spectacular. It runs on any fuel-injected vehicle, regardless if it's on drive-by-wire. It's quite fascinating. So I'm not sure if it works on carbureted, but maybe a class listener has tried it or has testimonials of themselves for themselves. But it would be quite fascinating to give it a shot and really see if it works for increased miles per gallon.
Charles, what are your thoughts? Have you heard of this?
Not the specific one he's speaking of, but it's similar to what you told me, your spacer you used. And see, there's several people have acquired patents on, and I believe it can probably be useful, and it's worth trying, and I'd be interested in hearing his experience. But truncated cones that you place in the throttle bores, like restrictor plates in NASCAR, but you don't want to restrict the mixture. You just want to gain some swirl for the velocity, and then plus to get out suspended particles of fuel to make it easier for them to vaporize on their travel to the valve, but that doesn't come into play on a ported fuel injection engine. They're just using it to tumble a mixture. And that was big back in the late 70s or somewhere around there. The manufacturer all decided to swirl and tumble the mixture to improve mileage because it would let heavier unvaporized particles of fuel to hit the walls of the intake manifold in the hot spot on the base plate and resuspend into the air fuel mixture going to the cylinder.
Charles, you're absolutely right. And Ted, back in the 1970s, literally, you could get aftermarket devices that would do similar things. And the idea was to get more of that fuel to mix better with the air so that you would have less big globs of fuel or big drops of fuel. You want it all as atomized as possible. And so they used things like below the base of the carburetor, they had cones made out of like window screen almost. So the air would have to, the air and fuel would have to tumble through this screen. Then they had little propellers that were in a real thick carburetor base gasket. And these propellers would turn by the air going past the propellers in order to more thoroughly mix up the air fuel mixture. So there's lots of attempts to mix very quickly in a short distance the fuel and the air. So, and even there were even electrostatic devices that had exorbitant claims, but as far as I can tell, nothing really was working all that dramatically. Is that correct, Charles?
I'd agree, not dramatically, but they do can improve efficiency.
Yeah, they can improve efficiency. They can, but if you're looking for a 10, 20, 30% improvement, you're not going to get it. Ted, did you have anything else you wanted to share with us?
I do. I have two more points after the break.
Okay. We're going into top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Ted's got some information for us. We're going to talk about, does it make any difference to change your oil, differential oil, thinner? Does it make any difference to use synthetic lubes over conventional lubes? Is thicker oil cost you more miles per gallon? As some cautions here, and do your own research before you attempt any of the things that we tell you. Ted and Charles and I will be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.